It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
And tonight from the George Rogers Clark High School Gymnasium in Winchester, it's game two of the Wind City Holiday Classic pitting the Rowan County Vikings against the Somerset High School Briar Jumpers. Hello, everyone, I'm Randy Stacy. Jared Stacy's battling a little flu issue and won't be with us during the Wind City Holiday Classic the next two nights. Rowan County, under the coach Sean Thacker, is 5-3 this season. Thacker has been the head coach at both of these schools. He was 161 and 104 in his time at Somerset and is 308 and 165 at Rowan County. Thacker is 469 and 269 in his career. Somerset, coached by Ryan Young, is 6-1 overall and has won six in a row since a season-opening loss to Mercer County. The winner of this game will play host GRC in tomorrow night's championship game at 7:45. The loser will play Lexington Lafayette in the consolation game at 6. GRC rallied from an early deficit to defeat Lafayette 60-47 in the first game tonight. We'll have the lineups and more after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Big Four Lumber is the place for stocking stuffers. Get your start today. We have a huge selection of Yeti cups and coolers, flashlights, and case upon case of Case brand knives. Our selections are ever-changing. Come out to Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place. Big Four Lumber is so much more than just lumber and nails. Come see us to start and finish your Christmas shopping today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
At Allen's IGA, you'll save on hundreds of holiday cooking specials. USDA shank or butt portion ham is just $1.39 a pound. Idaho russets, red or gold potatoes are 2 5-pound bags for only $5. And all Pepsi products are specially priced at buy 2 12-pack cans for $7.59 each and get 2 more 12-packs absolutely free. Folks, that's just 31 cents a can. Allen's will close at 5 on Christmas Eve and will be closed Christmas Day.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Linex spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Somerset out of the 12th region and 47th district opened a season with a 62-60 home loss to Mercer County and hasn't lost since. They defeated East Jesmond at home 70-63, West Jesmond at home 64-51, Rockcastle County at home 57-55, went on the road and beat Danville 63-46, beat Casey County at home 76-42, and edged Pulaski County 49-47 on the road in their last game on December 15th. They're coached by Ryan Young, and they're scheduled to start at one forward, Ben Godley, a 6'4 senior, who averages 20 points and a team-high 6.8 rebounds. Both of those figures leads the team. Aiden Absher at a forward, a 6'4 sophomore, averaging 10.3 points and 3.3 rebounds. At a forward, Cole Grundy, 6'4 sophomore, averaging 3.9 points and 2.9 rebounds. Guards, Indrid Whitaker, a 6'1 senior, averaging 17.3 points, 3.9 rebounds. He is 19th in the state in three-pointers made per game. The other guard, Jamison Coomer, 6' senior, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds. Godby, Absher, Grundy in the front court, Whitaker and Coomer in the back court. Round County opened with a win at home over Mason County, 86-77. Defeated Greenup County at home, 69-60 in the Eastern Kentucky Conference Tournament. Lost at Cincinnati Woodward up at Mason, Ohio, 71-57. Defeated Russell in the EKC Tournament, 75-56. And then defeated East Carter, 66-49 to win the Eastern Kentucky Conference Tournament. Went on the road and lost to Christian County 71-69. Defeated Menifee County 67-53 in the first district game of the season. And their last timeout last Thursday were defeated by Boyd County 88-63. And Boyd County just keeps it rolling this season. They're playing outstanding basketball. Round County again 5-3 overall. At one guard, it'll be Deshaun Watson, the 6'1 senior, averaging 8.6 points, 4.6 rebounds. Jason Ingles at a guard, a 5'8 junior, averaging 6.2 points and 1.5 rebounds. Braden Morris, Myris at a guard, 6'1 senior, averaging 16.5 points and 4.4 rebounds, as Myris is second on the team in scoring. Weston Maxey at a forward, the 6'2 senior, averages 4.9 points and 2.9 rebounds. And the leading scorer on the team is forward Colby Wilburn, 6'2 senior, averaging 19.9 points and 3.6 rebounds. So it's Watson, Ingles, and Braden Myris at the guards, Maxine Wilburn at the forwards. At the end of tonight's contest, we'll be selecting the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Two teams back out on the floor taking their final warm-ups. The Briar Jumpers in their traditional dark purple uniforms with gold trim, gold numbers. They're down to our right. They'll be moving left to right as we view things from on the second level here at the GRC's outstanding arena. Rowan County in the home white uniforms with green lettering, green trim, green numbers and gold trim. Just taking a glance, it looked like we may have one change in the lineup for the Briar Jumpers. We'll check it as they come out. Could be Josh Bruner, a 6'1 junior, instead of Coomer. They similar stats. We'll check it again when we get to that lineup. Rowan County girls will get started tomorrow night at the Caldwell County West Kentucky Hoops Classic. They'll play Crittenden County. And then on Friday night, they'll play, Friday afternoon, actually, both those games are early, they'll play Caldwell County. The week after Christmas, they'll be on the road at Carroll County for the Pam Browning Classic. And the week after Christmas, the boys will be at the Hilton Sandestin's Beach Blowout in Freeport, Florida. We'll come back with the start of this one in 2 minutes here on WIVY.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have five convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties. or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
We were right on that one change on the Somerset lineup. It will be Josh Bruner at a guard, along with Indrid Whitaker, with Godby, Absher, and Grundy at the forwards. 10th region officiating crew, a couple of them are familiar. One of them is a very familiar face, can't remember the name right now, in the Kentucky State High School basketball tournament. Round counting down to seated down to our right. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Deshaun Watson is first one out.
At guard, senior number 5, Weston Maxey.
Weston Maxey's up. Tell you what, it is warm, relatively warm outside, but there's nothing warm about in this arena but fans above us.
So,
most folks are here on the press row are have coats on.
Good luck to both teams.
Briar jumpers are out, ready to go. Round County likewise. Looks like Cole Grundy, the 6'4 sophomore. Nope, they're going to switch that out. As Jacob Barley is out there, now we'll have to see who he replaced. He is a 6'4 sophomore. Looks like he's in there for Godby, the leading scorer. Here's the toss. Tap control by the Vikings. Ingles chases it down. Gets it off to Myers, who hands it off to Deshaun Watson. Man-to-man defense for the Briar jumpers. Watson angles. Left with it. Comes out. Gets it off to Myers. Myers back to Deshaun Watson, a tough man-to-man defense. Ingles gets it. Mismatch, the guy on him is not as quick as Jason is. That's Grundy, he's 6'4", but it'd be a mismatch inside, though, for Grundy. So Graham County not in any hurry right now. Wilburn pops out and gets it. Penetrates, gets it off to Watson. Watson inside the arc, jumper, good. First 2 points of the game for Deshaun Watson. And it's 2-0 Vikings. Whitaker hands it off to Bruner, guarded by Ingles as Round County's man-to-man. And Bartley is in there for Godby. Gets it out to Whitaker. Whitaker goes left side to Bruner. Bruner goes into the lane. Off it goes to Grundy. Baseline jumper is good to tie it up.
Basket by Grundy.
Round back with it quickly. Watson penetrates inside, gets in the corner to Maxey. Maxey's out high to Braden Myers. 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Round County just drops it. Here comes Absher, goes down, puts it up, has it partially blocked by Myers, and it's kicked out of bounds by Somerset, and Round County dodges a bullet there. Just a real soft turnover, and Myers hustled back to force Somerset to alter its shot. Now Round County will come back with it. Whitaker picks up Myers, who hands it off to Watson. With it is Wilburn. Actually, it's either a matchup or a zone, one or the other. Corner, Maxey, three-pointer on the way. Good. Assist from Myers.
Basket by Maxey.
5-2. Vikings with the lead. Like trapping backcourt. Gets it ahead to Bartley. And shot up, no good. Rebound, Deshaun Watson. Comes out with it, but he runs this into some traffic and has to slow down. Off to Wilburn. Wilburn goes into the lane. Is bumped. Puts it up. It will fall. They're going to count it. And Round County will get a free throw. 7-2 the score. Wilburn. An 81% free throw shooter will shoot one. Round County ninth in the state in free throw percentage as a team. 77%. Well, that jinxed Wilburn because he missed the free throw. And it's 7-2 Vikings. Back with it, Somerset, Bruner. In the corner, it goes to Absher. Out front, straight away, Whitaker. No three-pointers good, and we told you, he is 19th in the state in three-point field goals made per game. He's got 25 and hits 44% from behind the arc. Left side, Ingles, high, arching three-pointer, no good. Tapped out by Maxey to Wilburn, no good. And the rebound comes off to Bruner. Spins, gets it ahead. Moving with it is Absher. Kick out in the corner, and it's deflected out of bounds by Braden Myers. And with 5:04 to go in the quarter, Somerset will have it in their own front court, leading, trailing 7-5. Great place to do a game from, except for the one rail that is just about eye high. Ball's knocked in back court by Deshaun Watson, but chased down by Ingrid Whitaker of Somerset. Almost lose it again, but out to Grundy. Now driving in with it is Bruner. Kick out, Absher. He goes baseline. Inside to Bartley. Out for a shot, no good by Bruner. Bruner gets his own rebound, goes in, throws it up, count it, and he'll go to the line.
Basket is good by Bruner.
Foul will go on Ingles. That is his first.
That is his first.
And it's 7 apiece, their first tie of the game. Bruner's free throw. Up and good. And we got our first lead change as the jumpers are out 8-7. They're going to trap in midcourt. Cross it comes to Maxey. Maxey gets it in the corner to Ingles, left side as they break the trap. Now back out to Myers. Back to Ingles. They look inside to Maxey. Ingles comes out on the dribble, gives it right side to Deshaun Watson. Ingles pops out, gets it from Watson. Now waits for Wilburn to pop out. And the Vikings are not doing what they're supposed to do, and it looks like they're more than a little bit mad at Colby Wilburn, but there'll be a 30-second timeout. They'll get things straightened out. 3:57 in the first quarter. Somerset with its first lead at 8-7.
We will be selecting a player of the game after tonight's
game. We're going to select a player of the game here in the Wind City Classic they just announced. Of course, we will select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. It'll be our final broadcast until January 2nd, as the teams are, well, I'm sorry, tomorrow night will be our final broadcast until January 2nd, and that will be the 2A sectional at Mason County, Round County, and Mason County. Sean Watson, the left side. Myers comes and gets it. Looks for a screen now. He will move it back. It's a nice defense by Somerset. Round County's not going to be in any hurry right now. Ingles and Watson exchange passes. Off to Myers. Myers gets a screen. Off to Wilburn. Wilburn goes inside. A left-handed shot partially blocked. Tapped out by Maxey to Deshaun Watson. He goes inside. Out to Maxey by way of Braden Myers. Three-pointer, good. Two three-pointers for Weston Maxey. A second lead change in this one as Round County goes back out on top. 10-8. Driving with it is Whitaker. Right side kicks back out straight away to Absher. Absher goes inside, goes up, rolls around, no good, tapped up, no good. Rebound to Sean Watson. Sean up the left side, does not have the numbers, 1-on-3. Gets it right side. Wilburn, long three-pointer by Wilburn, rims out. went all the way around and came out. Here comes Somerset back with it. Three-pointer left side, good by Absher. That's his seventh of the season. It's a lead change. Puts the jumpers back out. 11 to 10. Round County, and the person of Deshaun Watson has it on the Cardinal logo, middle of the floor, Ingles. Back to Deshaun Watson. Round County not used to this defense, that's for sure. Wilburn gets it in the lane, turned around. That's a shot he loves to take, and he loves to hit, but he missed that one. Somerset comes back with it. Bruner ran the left side, and it goes to Whitaker. He goes inside the arc. Now Bruner down the lane. Puts it up, no good, but somebody fouled him. It's going to go on Deshaun Watson. His first, team second. Bruner, who's 1-for-1 from the free throw line, will shoot a couple. Somerset, a 68% free throw shooting team. That one is up short off the front of the rim by Bruner. In comes Jace Winkleman and Gavin Myers. Wilburn and Ingles will get a break. In for the jumpers is Collier White. Free throw no good, but Brown County cannot get the board. Whitaker, left side three-pointer, good, and he's a good one. That's his second. And 4-point lead for Somerset is its largest. With it, Maxie left, right side, now middle of the floor to Myers, Deshaun Watson. Almost thrown away by Winkleman. They get it back. Deshaun Watson hands it off to Maxie. Maxie penetrates off to Winkleman. He goes into the lane, kick out Myers. Three-pointer on the way is good.
Three-point basket by Myers.
Braden Myers. It's Round County within one at 14-13 as he hits his second three-pointer of the season. Ball dropped, and Round County's going to get it. Out ahead to Myers by way of Deshaun Watson, and Round County retakes the lead on a wide-open layup, and it's 15-14 Vikings. Bruner gets it inside, a nice delay by White, and then he lays it up and in. Five lead changes here in the first quarter, and we're down to 48 seconds in the period. Somerset 16-15 over Round County. Deshaun Watson right side to Myers. Comes out on the dribble. I think Round County will take the last shot unless forced into some offensive action. Inside it goes to Deshaun Watson. He spins up underneath, goes up good. Tough shot, but he got it to fall. And we've had got another lead change. 18 seconds to go. In the quarter, 17-16, Round County. Since Round County popped out to a five-point lead and the jumpers came back and tied it up, we have alternated leads just about every trip down the floor. Bruner gets open left elbow. His shot no good short. Rebound by Myers, but the clock is going to run out. And we have played one quarter here in Winchester. Round County 17, Somerset 16. Back in a moment on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree Cards, Yankee Candles, Leaded Crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
17-16, Round County leads.
Somerset basketball to start the
Somerset will get the rock to start the second quarter. Comes deep into backcourt, and Absher will have it. Driving underneath, kicking it out is Absher. Going baseline and throwing the ball away was Ingrid Whitaker. Brown County has Braden Myris, Gavin Myris, Winkleman, Wilburn, and Christian Parker out there to start this quarter. Gavin goes off to his brother, Braden. Myris brothers exchange passes again. Braden Myris gets it off to Gavin. Penetrates inside the arc, gets it to Wilburn out in the corner for Parker. Open three-pointer. It's good. Christian Parker with his seventh three-pointer. Brown County goes up by four, 20-16. With it out deep for Somerset. Into the game for the first time is Lewis. Down the lane goes Ingrid Whitaker. He lays it up and in. 20-18. Winkleman has it, gets it out deep to Braden Myris on the Cardinal logo. Braden Myris off to Parker. He gives it back. Inside it goes to Wilburn. He drops it. Chased down by Gavin Myris. He gets into trouble. Gives it way back out front to Parker. Off to Braden Myris. 6:33 to go in the half. Round County by two. 20-18. Gavin Myris penetrates in the lane, kicks out to Winkleman. Ends up in Parker's hands. He goes baseline, but walks with it. He got a little help from the bench and not the coaching staff for Somerset. Referee turned around and said, nah, let's not have any more of that. Don't need any help. Back with it, Ingrid Whitaker. Out deep to Bartley. Inside, nice move, and it will fall. And that's for Grundy. His second field goal has 4 points. 20 apiece. That's their second tie. First since 7. Winkleman directs traffic. It's it off to Myris. He gets a screen, goes baseline, all the way under, floater up, good, off the backboard.
Myris.
He's got 5. Whitaker around, shot no good, misses everything. It's almost hits Wilburn in the face, but he gets it. Parker, three-pointer left side, good. Parker's got 6, and Round County leads by 5, matching its biggest lead of the game. Deep with it is Bartley. Inside to a cutting Whitaker, and he lays it. Oh, it rolled out. And here comes Winkleman with it. Right side he goes. Braden Myris, three-pointer, no good, rims out. And off with it is Somerset's Jacob Bartley. Whitaker gets open for a three-pointer. Misses, and Winkleman has the rebound. Has to save it in to Parker. And now here comes Myris with it. Parker penetrates, goes up with it. It will fall. It'll count, and he'll go to the line.
By Parker.
The first foul of the game on Somerset will be on Lewis. That's his first and the team's first. Looks like we're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by the Somerset Briar Jumpers. We're short of field goal here for Round County. Let's come up with that. Round County sends Deshaun Watson back in there, so he'll be there with Parker. He'll go to the line. Braden Myris, Slade White in for the first time, and Colby Wilburn. and he hits the free throw. It's his first of the season. 9 points for Parker. Round County leads by eight. Moving with it, Absher. Now Whitaker has it. Straight away to Grundy. Inside it goes to Bartley. Down the corner, three-pointer on the way by Grundy is good. That's only his second three-pointer of the season. He's now got 7 points. The lead's cut to five. Ball deflected out of bounds on the Round County end. And the Vikings will keep it. Bruner will come back in. And getting a break is Josh Lewis. Watson will inbound with 4:12 to go in the half. Well, they got trouble. Again, he get it into Slade White. Off to Watson, straight away between the circles. Now he backs it out. Watson angles right. He's going to take it all the way in, put it up off the glass. No good. Good move. Just missed the spot on the box he needed to hit. And ahead it goes to Bruner. He leaves it for Absher. Now Whitaker goes into the lane. Puts it up and in.
Basket by Whitaker.
He's got 10 points. Leads down to three. 28-25. Myers with it. Skip pass across to Parker. Parker out to Wilburn. Wilburn goes into the free throw line. Gets it off to Deshaun Watson. Kicks left side. Braden Myers. Three-pointer on the way. Bounces. No good. And off to the Breyer jumpers it goes. Here comes Whitaker with it. Stops with a three-pointer. No good. Batted around and knocked away, but Deshaun Watson chases it down. Across the Cardinal logo, gives left side to Braden Whitaker. Stops, no good. And who's going to get the rebound? Braden Myers does, saves it in, and Deshaun Watson will get a field goal. 30-25. That time Round County won the 50-50 battle and got a bucket out of it. Bruner out deep to Bartley. Left side to Absher. Bruner in the corner. Baseline it goes. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Parker shoved and got away with it and was able to get the rebound. It comes to Braden Myers. Myers in the corner, it goes to Slade White. Goes up with it. It will bounce, no good. Here comes the Breyer jumpers and a foul on Parker. Not a bad foul. First foul of the quarter on the team. 2:24 to go in the period. That stopped the fast break. So now it's Braden, Myers, Wilburn, White, Watson, and Maxey in the lineup for Round County. Bruner directing traffic. Gets it left elbow. Then inside it goes. Knocked away, but recovering it is Whitaker. He goes down the lane, has it knocked away, and this time Round County gets it. Maxey comes up with it. Wilburn goes into the lane, kicks it right side to Myers. He goes inside. A little left-handed runner is going to go in. That was sort of a circus shot, but it will take it. Round County back by seven, 32-25, a minute 53 to go. Bruner hands it out deep to Lewis. Runs a little weave back out on the Cardinal logo. Right side it goes to Absher. Absher goes baseline. Cut off. Fed in the middle, and Deshaun Watson's going to come up with it. 3-on-2. He gets it right side to Slade White. Out it goes to Maxey. Three-pointer Maxey. Hard off the back of the rim. No good. Tapped away. Myers gets it and gives it up. Turned over. Ahead to Bruner. And a blocking foul on Colby Wilburn. Be honest with you, there was not a block on that one whatsoever, but if you had the chance to call a flop, that's what you would call it. But instead, the official put the foul on Colby Wilburn on a play where there really wasn't any contact. Braden Birchfield comes in. Slade White will go out. Comes out deep for Somerset to White. Inside it goes. Kick out. Inside out. Shot. 3-pointer on the way. Far side. No good. But Bruner gets the rebound. Hands off to Whitaker. Whitaker goes up, puts it off the glass. Good. 12 points for Whitaker. 32-27 as we pass the one-minute mark of the second quarter. Sean Watson goes down the lane. He's grabbed. Second foul on Josh Lewis. Only the second foul in the game and in this quarter on Somerset.
Foul is on Lewis. That is his second. Team's second.
Deshaun Watson looks for someone. Yeah. Inside it goes to Birchfield. Up off the glass, no good. Partially blocked. And the rebound comes off to Absher of the Jumpers. Absher moves with it. Has it knocked away. Gets it back. Goes in the lane. Puts it up, no good. And it's off. Somerset Round County will have it with 38 seconds to go in the half. Ingles comes back in, and Birchfield will sit down. Gets another shooter there into the lineup. Sean Watson walking it up. I'd feel a whole lot better if he'd get across the timeline, and he just did. Young official on the far side had the count going. 22 seconds to go in the half. Now Deshaun Watson with 10 seconds moves, gets it off to Maxey, off to Braden Myers. Gets a screen from Wilburn off to Deshaun Watson. A long three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Wilburn, he tapped it up, and it would not fall. And Round County is going to go to the half with a 32-27 lead over the Somerset Briar Jumpers. We'll be back with the scoring and more in a moment here on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here, and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Brown County led 17-16 at the end of the first quarter, outscored the Briar Jumpers 15-11 in the second period, and leads 32-27 here at the half. We had six lead changes in that half. Two ties at 7-20. Biggest lead for Somerset was 4. Biggest lead for Round County was 8. I'm not sure why, but Somerset not playing with leading scorer Ben Godby, 6'4 senior, averaging 20 points and 6.8 rebounds. We haven't seen the reserves with their shooting shirts off, so I'm not even sure if he's on the bench. But 12 points for Indrid Whitaker, the 6'1 senior, has 5 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers for 12 points. He averages 17.3. 7 points for Cole Grundy, 2 field goals, 1 of them a 3-pointer. 3 points for Aiden Absher on a 3-point field goal. 3 points for Josh Bruner, a field goal, and 1 of 3 from the free throw line. And Collier White has a field goal and 2 points. 11 field goals for the Briar Jumpers, 4 of them 3-pointers, 1 of 3 from the line, and 27 points. For Round County, 9 points for Christian Parker, 3 field goals, 2 of 3-pointers, and 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 7 points for Braden Myers, 3 field goals, 1 of 3-pointer. 6 points for Weston Maxey, 2 3-point field goals. 6 points for Deshaun Watson, 3 2-point field goals. 4 points for Colburn Wilbert, a couple of field goals, 0 of 1 from the line. And Round County with 13 field goals, 5 of them 3-pointers, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, and 32 points. Again, this is the Wind City Holiday Classic, the opening game, won by GRC, 60-47 over Lafayette. And the loser of this game will play Lafayette at 6 o'clock tomorrow. And the winner of this game will play GRC at 7:45. We'll continue at halftime after this on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Abachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Get winter ready with help from Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. Save a dollar instantly on Peak windshield washer fluid with rewards card. Peak antifreeze is $7.99 with rewards card. Ace Wild Bird Food 20-pound bags are 2 for $22. And Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed is 20-pound bags for $17.99. Get winter ready today at Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Moorhead. After all, Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Kasky's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Kasky's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Kasky's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare. We have a couple of games tomorrow on WIVY. The Moorhead State Eagles, fresh off a narrow one-point loss yesterday at Indiana, will host Preston Spradlin's alma mater, Alice Lloyd, at noon tomorrow. That game will be on WIVY. And, of course, the Round County game in this tournament tomorrow night, whether it be the consolation game at 6 or the championship game at 7:45, will also be on WIVY. Next week, we only have one of the games that Round County is going scheduled to play in the Hilton Sandestin Beach Blowout on the schedule right now, and that's Asheville, Alabama, on the 27th of December, and that's a 9 a.m. start. That's the tough thing about trying to schedule those games broadcast-wise is those times will vary throughout. And of course, we mentioned the girls; they're going to be. Tomorrow they'll be playing Crittenden County at 11 a.m. at Caldwell County in the Western Kentucky Hoops Classic. And on Friday they'll play the host Caldwell County team at 12:30. Next week they're at Carroll County, the Pam Browning Classic. Their first game will be against Trimble County on the 27th at 3, and the other 2 days are to be determined. Not sure whether that's a classic or a bracket tournament. Both teams back out. And we're just less than a half minute away. Looks like Round County will have that the lineup that began the game.
Welcome back to the second.
Watson, Maxie, Ingalls, Braden, Myers, and Wilburn. And for Somerset, it'll be Absher, Grundy, Whitaker, Bruner, and Bartley. Brown County, on the alternating possession, has the basketball to start the second half. Maxie out to inbound. Only six fouls called in that first half. It moved along nicely. Deshaun Watson gets a double screen, moves right to left, gets it out to Wilburn. Wilburn goes into the lane, fall away from the left of the lane, and he can't get that one to fall. That's a shot he likes. Here comes Whitaker. Straight away to Bruner. Down the left side it goes to Asher. Straight away to Bartley. Whitaker's going to get it. Inside it goes to Bartley. Kick out. Right side. Three-pointer on the way. Grundy. Shot no good. Batted out of bounds by Round County. Somerset will keep it. Whitaker to inbound. Bounces it in. Gets it back. Open three-pointer. Has it blocked. I said open, but Braden Myers came from out of nowhere to get a hand on that one. Somerset will keep it. Comes into backcourt to Aiden Absher. He goes right side, underneath, cut off, ball's loose on the floor. Deshaun Watson picks it up, gets it ahead to Braden Myers. He stops left side 15-footer. Boy, that's not a good shot on a breakaway. You want to get a much better shot than that. And here comes Bruner, has it knocked back, tapped. And here comes Round County back with it. Left side, Ingles, open three-pointer. Ingles, good. First points for Jason Ingles. And it's an eight-point lead for Round County, matching its biggest lead of the game. Left side with it is Grundy. Cross to the right to Absher. Gets it inside to Whitaker. Turns with a 14-footer. Good.
Basket by Whitaker.
He's got 14. Leads all scores in the game. Round County back with it quickly. On the Cardinal logo here at GRC is Watson. Off to Wilburn. To Ingles. Straight away to Braden Myers. Right side Watson. Looks baseline to Maxine. Comes out with it to Wilburn. Left side, Ingles, being guarded by the 6'4 Grundy. Couldn't get the shot off. Cross-court pass to Deshaun Watson. Off to Ingles. Maxie's going to pop out and get it. Come right side to Deshaun Watson. Myers gets it along the baseline. Underneath, layup by Maxie is good. Maxie has eight. Round County back by eight. 37-29, 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Bartley is off to Absher. Bruner takes it between the circles. Whitaker on the right side. Comes straight away for an open three-pointer by Absher. Is good. Absher's second three-pointer in the game and his seventh and eighth now on the season. Underneath, Colby Wilburn takes it to the rack and puts it in. He's got six. Now quickly back. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And getting the rebound and an easy pass inside to Bartley was Absher. He gets the assist, and Bartley gets an easy lay-in. Ball knocked away, and who's going to get it? It's going to go off Somerset, and Round County should get it back. 39-34, Round County by five. 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Braden Myers going to walk it up. Hand checked by that was by Bruner. And Myers hustled to try to get it and went out of bounds, and he almost swayed the referee to give it to Somerset, but that was the correct call. Sean Watson into the lane. A little floater in the lane, has it blocked. And coming off with it is Whitaker. Another not a very good shot at all, especially when the guy's 6'4". Left side, Bruner inside, it goes to Bartley. Kick out, Whitaker thinks about a long three-pointer. Fake, steps in, puts up no good. Bartley gets the rebound, an offensive one. Whitaker kicks out, Grundy, left side. Three-pointer on the way by Absher. Good, Round County's got to go to the board. Cuts the lead to two, 39-37. About five chances there. Wilburn gets bumped off a shot. And a foul will go on Grundy. That's his first, team's first. Okay, they say that's his second. We'll have to go think about that. Wilburn puts the free throw up good. Now one of two from the line in the game. 40-37 Round County. Boy, they had a nice little lead there. Took some bad shots and a couple bad breaks, and here the Somerset Briar Jumpers are right back in it. 41-37, Round County by four. Bartley across the timeline. Hands it off to Absher. Straight away to Grundy. And we got a timeout.
Timeout.
Taken by Somerset. Briar Jumpers lead by four. They want to talk about things here with 3:39 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back after this on WIVY.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Wigger gets the ball in, misses a three-pointer. Braden Myers has the rebound for Round County. Myers down the lane and has it knocked away. And they said he was shooting. He'll go to the line. Maybe Bartley.
Fouls on Bartley.
His first, team second. And Braden Myers will go to the free throw line, where he is a 79% free throw shooter on the season. Free throw up. Good. 8 points now for Myers. One more shot. Good. 43-37, 6 point Round County lead, 3:27. Now as the clock runs here in the quarter. Left side with it is Absher. Whitaker in the corner goes. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Ball batted, and Deshaun Watson gets a rebound, spins, and he's going to lose it. Saves it. Woo! Fortunate get in. Seeing that fiasco, Coach Sean Thacker is going to take a 30-second timeout and talk things over. As soon as you turn your back on one of those little cutesy spin moves, most good teams are going to be right on top of you trying to poke it away. That happened, but Round County was able to recover and keep control of the basketball. Round County 11-10 advantage so far in this quarter. They'll have it side front court. Checking in for Somerset is Lewis. Bartley still in there, as is Whitaker, Grundy, and Absher. Brain Myers has it in. Left side to Watson. He angles, gets it off to Myers, off to Maxey. Inside to a posted up Colby Wilburn, and two-hand check on number two. That is Absher. First foul on Absher, team's third in the quarter. Ingles straight away to Watson. Left side, Wilburn. Back to Watson. 2:46 to go in the quarter. Inside it comes to Myers. Out to Wilburn. Penetrates. Left side, Maxey. Three-pointer good. Hot hand tonight for Weston Maxey. He's got 11 now, and Round County leads by 9, and that is its biggest lead of the contest. Ingles, a one-man press. Getting it across the timeline. Whitaker penetrates, kicks right side to Absher. His three-pointer's on the way, no good. Rebound to Myers. Comes out on the dribble. Angles from left side to right, back to Wilburn. He trips, throws it up as he goes by. They probably won't give him a shooting foul on this, but they are going to put a foul on.
That is his third, team fourth.
Grundy, his third foul.
Fouls on Lewis, his third, team fourth.
Nope, actually a foul was on Lewis, his third, not on Grundy. Myers penetrates. It's off to Maxey and now to Ingles with under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. shingles. Penetrates off to Wilburn. Wilburn penetrates, gets off to a cutting Myers, goes up, puts it off the glass, good.
Basket by
Braden Myers with 11. Round County leads by 11. 48-37, minute 40 to go. Three-pointer on the way, Whitaker, good. They left him alone after thinking he wasn't going to shoot, and he knocks it down. He's got 17 in the game. 48-40, Round County by 8 with a minute 24 to go in the third quarter. Braden Myers, he and Watson exchange. Passes out deep. Myers takes it again. They were looking to hit in the middle to Wilburn, but a little late on the cut. Right side to Ingles, inside to Wilburn. He is triple teamed. And he's fouled, but I may have walked. They don't call either one. And Myers gets it back out front. Myers penetrates underneath to a cutting Maxey. It's deflected off the backboard, and it's a steal for the Briar Jumpers. Lewis goes in, up off glass, no good. Rebound, Deshaun Watson. He comes out in a hurry. Right side it goes, Maxey. Three-pointer on the way. No good. That one rimmed out on him. And here comes Somerset back. 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Whitaker down the lane, but a 10-foot floater, no good. Rebound, Wilburn. Round County probably would be best to slow it down, but they're not going to. Wilburn comes down, goes up, count it, and a block. And that's another one where there wasn't any contact, but they don't want. There's no flop in high school basketball. And he'll go to the line. Bruner gets his first foul. Wilburn will shoot a free throw. Go after the old three-point play, and who comes in? Gavin Ramsey comes in. Missed a free throw. Rebound comes off to Gavin Ramsey. Left side it goes to Ingles by way of Myers, and Round County will take the last shot, leading 50-40 here in the third quarter. 15 seconds. Gavin Ramsey comes off, gives it left side to Ingles. Baseline, Watson off to Wilburn, follow a 10-footer, no good short. Tapped up, good by Watson, and he's fouled.
Basket is by Dawson, and it is good. Foul was on number 14, White. That is his first.
White gets his first foul. And old-fashioned three-point play attempt here for Watson. Rand County has its biggest lead, 12 points. And that is now 13 points. And 2 seconds. Three. Watson almost hit a shot from beyond midcourt as the buzzer sounded, but we're going to go to the fourth quarter with Round County leading at 53-40 over Somerset. Back after this on WIVY.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Point lead for Round County as we go to the fourth quarter. The Briar Jumpers of Somerset will have the basketball. Gavin Myers is guarding Bruner. Skip pass across to Whitaker. And back to Bruner. Inside it goes back to Whitaker, and he's fouled.
Fouls on number 12, Winkleman. That is his first.
Winkelmann gets the foul.
First team first.
Bruner gets it out deep to Grundy. Right side to Absher. Inside it goes Bartley. Turns off the glass. No good. Rebound to Gavin Ramsey. He comes out on the dribble. Gets it ahead to Winkelmann. Winkelmann penetrates. Kicks out Ingles. Off to Wilburn. Three-pointer. Wilburn is no good. And Gavin Myers fouls on the rebound.
Fouls on Myers, and it's his first team second.
And here comes Somerset back with it. Whitaker off to Absher. Whitaker, he goes down the lane, has it blocked out of bounds by Wilburn. Somerset will have it under their own bucket. Bruner. Send in to Absher. Back to Bruner. Three-pointer right corner. No good short. And nobody blocks out. Grundy, he gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Only one rebounding for Round County was Winkle. Foul is Watson going to the basket. Foul going Grundy. His third, and the team's first of the fourth quarter. Deshaun Watson, one of one from the free throw line in this game, will shoot two. Puts it up, good. Here comes Lewis back in, and Grundy will sit down for Somerset. Watson's free throw. Oh, good again. 11 points for Watson. Comes Whitaker with it for the Somerset squad. Guarded by Gavin Ramsey. Out it goes to Absher. His three-pointer's good.
Three-point basket by Absher.
He's got 12 points on 4 3-pointers. Deshaun Watson. Off to Winkelmann, 55-45, and a hand check on Bartley. That is his second.
Team second
of the fourth quarter. Here comes Grundy back in, and Bartley will sit down. Round County windbound right in front of its own bench in front court. Down to the right. Comes to Watson, left side, Gavin Ramsey goes under, puts it up, has it blocked. Took it in against 2 6'4" guys, and it came right back at him. Whitaker has it blocked by Winkelmann, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Somerset. Backside, 55-45, 6:20 to go. Ball comes out deep, they don't pick up Whitaker. Misses the free throw, and Winkelmann comes off with the rebound. Left corner goes Ingles. Three-pointer on the way, way long. In fact, it hit the top of the backboard, but it's recovered by Ramsey. Deshaun Watson short. Winkelmann goes and gets it. Throws it off Somerset. And actually, Somerset took a dive, almost saved it in, but not quite. Here comes Parker back in. And also Braden Myers. Ingles will go out and Deshaun Watson will go out. And a full timeout taken by Somerset. 55-45. Round County leads 6 minutes to go in this game. Back in a moment on WIBY.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694. Brown County with the basketball side front court. An even 6 minutes to play in this game. The Myrish brothers, Winkleman, Abner, and Parker in. Comes in to Wilburn. Off it goes to Winkleman. He takes his eye off of it. It goes right through his hands. Whitaker gets it. Corner it goes to Absher. Now out to Whitaker. Left side, Absher. Whitaker penetrates inside, goes to the left of the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good. And getting it is the little guy, Wilson, puts it up and in. Round County's got to do a better job on the boards. 55-47. Myers, a little floater in the lane is good. He took it almost coast to coast. He's got 13, 57-47. Three-pointer left side, no good. That was by Absher, and Wilburn gets the rebound. Gets it ahead to Winkleman. Winkleman penetrates, almost falls down. Brown County's got a little bit of the skates going on. With it, Wilburn goes in the lane, puts it up. Wow, he got fouled. I tell you, they called a block. It should have been a foul actually on the shot. It will be on the shot, but there was actually a hack in addition to the
foul on Bruner. That is his second.
Bruner gets his second foul. Team's third of the quarter.
Wilburn to the line.
Wilburn will shoot a couple. Wilburn 2 of 4 from the line in this game. Came in shooting 81%. Shot up. Good. 58-47. Slade White comes in and Chase Winkleman sits down. That's for Round County. Wilbert, next free throw. Missed it. 58-47. 11-point lead for Round County. 4:47 to go. Whitaker, free throw line. Jumper up by Grundy, no good. Rebound, Gavin Myers. Off to Wilburn, gets it ahead to Braden Myers, goes down the lane, tries to get it off to White, he gets it, kicks out Parker, three-point open, no good, and the rebound's off to Absher of Somerset. Block, basket counts, and it's a 58-49 game.
By Grundy.
Grundy. Now in double figures, he'll also get a free throw. And Wilburn will get his second foul.
That is his second, team third.
Free throw up and no good. Rebound Wilburn. Comes out on the dribble. Now it's picked up in a trap. Head to Myers, Braden Myers. Off it goes to Gavin Myers. Skip pass across Parker. Open three-pointer. Too long. Rebound Braden Myers. He goes up with it with a little hook shot. No good. And Brown County now can't get one to fall even point blank. Ball's loose on the floor. Rebound picked up, rather, by Parker. He goes under and charges, but drops the ball. They don't call a charge. It's a turnover. Brown County knocks the ball out of bounds. Coming up the floor, Slade White makes a nice defensive play. And Round County's going to make some changes. Ingles, Watson, Maxey come in. And Braden Myers and Wilburn stay. That's the lineup that started the game for Round County out there right now. 58-49, 3:51 to go. Whitaker gets it in to Absher. Whitaker pops out, gets it left side. Tries a backup three-pointer. Can't get the shot off. Now off to Lewis. Three-pointer on the way. That was no good by Absher. And Watson has the rebound. Braden Myers takes it. In the corner to Watson. Inside Wilburn. Goes up. He gets it and he'll go to the line again. Another chance at a three-point play.
It's good by Wilburn. Foul is on Grundy.
Grundy gets his fourth foul.
Fourth. Wilburn at the line to finish the play.
Wilburn with one free throw. Puts it up. Good. We've got 14 for Wilburn. Brown County by 12, 61-49. With it is Absher. Goes right side. Leaves it for Grundy. Back to Absher. Long three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebound. Myers ahead to Watson. Watson goes up and gets it to roll in. 13 for Deshaun Watson. A couple guys clash at midcourt. Braden Myers and Whitaker. The ball goes out of bounds and it will go to Somerset. Wilburn's going to get a break as Gavin Myers comes in. 3 minutes to go in the game. Whitaker down the lane, throws up a wild shot and gets fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Deshaun Watson picks up his second. Team's fourth. Both teams with four fouls here in the fourth quarter. And Whitaker, an 86% free throw shooter, will have two. That one rolls in. Whitaker puts it up, and that one is no good. Watson gets the rebound. 63-50. Brown County has a pass. Hit off the rim. And the ball comes up to Grundy. Kicks out. Lewis, three-pointer. No good. And that, who are they going to call it on? Ah, my goodness. Two players pushing one another, and they flip the coin, and they're going to put it on Maxey.
Fouls on Maxey. That is his first.
His first. Maxey and Bartley, hands on pushing each other. Don't know how they made the choice. Bartley will get two free throws. He's 1 of 4 from the free throw line on the season. Puts it up, no good. Back in comes Wilburn. And Gavin Myers will sit down. Next free throw, no good. Rebound taken down by Maxey. Gets it off to Wilburn, who's across the timeline, runs into a double team. Gets off to Maxey and thrown away by Maxey, intending it for Myers. Shot from the lane, no good by Absher. Kick out, that's Bruner. Up, no good. Bartley gets it, puts it up. He puts it up and in. Ram County decides not to go to the boards. And it's down to an 11-point lead, 63-52, with 2:16 to go in this one. We'll take a break here on WIVY.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Tryon County to work at the length of the floor against pressure from Somerset. 2:16 to go. Ball comes into Ingles. Gets it ahead to Wilburn, and he is wide open and lays it up and in.
By Wilburn.
13-point lead. Driving with it. Oh, got a foul off the ball. After a pass, Ingles fouls Bruner, and Bruner will go to the line for two.
Foul is on Ingles.
2 minutes, 4 seconds. You don't want to see the team trailing get to the free throw line where they can score without the clock running. Bruner knocks down the free throw. Second one up and no good. Rebound Maxey. Off to Watson. He gets double teamed. Gets it ahead to Ingles, who gives it off to Myers. Off to Myers to Ingles. And he throws it away. Here comes Whitaker. And he's fouled by Ingles. Just because they start pressing and pressure, you don't need to get in a hurry. Now they have Walker back at the line for two shots with the clock stopped at 1:48. And he misses. He's an 86% free throw shooter coming in, and he's missed his last two. Shoots it. Good. 19 points for Whitaker. Watson gets it in, and they back off the pressure to three-quarter court. Braden Myers, cross to Maxey. Maxey, Ingles, will floater from the baseline, no good, rebound. Deshaun Watson kicks it out to Maxey. Three-pointer on the Ray Round County, shooting shots they don't need to take. Deshaun Watson steals the rebound. And once again, they're taking. Now, Sean Thacker, beside himself, taking a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. 65-54, Round County by 11, minute 23 to go in the game. Back after this on WIVY.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Coach Sean Thacker tries to slow his team down a little bit. Minute 23 to go. And kind of gets it into Watson in backcourt. Right now it's man-to-man, but there'll be a running jump here in just a moment. There it goes. Whitaker, and he cross-court to Maxey. Off to Watson inside. It goes to a driving Colby Wilburn, and he gets it to fall. 13-point lead, 67-54. Round County traps, and it's stolen away by Wilburn, recovered by Maxey. Gets it off to Myers. Myers off to Maxey, and he's going to drop it out of bounds. The pass came to Maxey, and he was shielded by big 6'4 Jacob Bartley. And when the ball got to him, he couldn't pick it up. Really not his fault. But. Inside. Bartley, kick out, right side, three-pointer on the way by Absher, no good. And Colby Wilburn has the rebound, and he's fouled. Neither team shooting real well down the stretch here. And when you're in the lead like Round County, that is of benefit to you. Wilburn, a couple of free throws. Wilburn rolls it around and comes out. He's had a bad free throw shooting night. Somerset empties his bench. Wilburn hits that one. Driving into the game for the first time is Stevens. Bryson Stevens. He has the ball stolen. And 22 seconds. Grand County would probably love to dribble it out. Maxie's going to hold it. And Round County's going to move to 6-3 on the season and play in the championship game of this Wind City Classic tomorrow night against undefeated George Rogers Clark. Final score in this one, Round County 68, Somerset 54. Somerset falls to 6-2 on the season. We'll have a, I think they'll have a reward here, an award here for the player of the game, and we will also select their St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game here in a few moments, and hopefully we'll get Coach Sean Thacker up to talk with him. He's got a long walk out of the locker room, which is about as far as you can get away from us on the far side, but hopefully we'll get him up. 68-54, Round County wins. We'll be back with more after this on WIVY.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Macy with Eagle Finance in Moorhead. The holidays are here and we can help you with the extra cash you need, whether it's gifts on your list or repairs for your car. Come see us. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. Apply online at www.eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Moorhead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Graham County goes to 6-3. Somerset falls to 6-2. Somerset will play Lafayette at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in the consolation game of the Wind City Holiday Classic. Graham County will play undefeated and host GRC at 7:45. It was 17-16, Graham County at the end of one, 32-27. Vikings at the end of two, 53-40. At the end of three, and the final is 68-48. That matches Round County's biggest lead of the game. Again, 68-54 was the longest lead of the game for the Vikings. For Somerset, 19 points for Indrid Whitaker, 12 points for Aiden Absher, 11 points for Cole Grundy, 4 points each for Josh Bruner and Jacob Bartley, 2 points each for Josh Lewis and Collier White. And again, we mentioned it, Ben Godby did not play tonight, the leading scorer and rebounder for this team for Somerset. Not sure why. If we get a chance to talk with Sean Thacker, he'll probably just talk with Coach Young and would be able to tell us. 21 field goals for Somerset, 8 of them three-pointers, 4 of 12 from the free throw line and 54 points. For Round County, 17 points for Colby Wilburn, 15 for Braden Myers, 13 for Deshaun Watson, and 11 for Weston Maxey. 9 points for Christian Parker and 3 for Jason Ingles. 25 field goals for Round County, 7 of them three-pointer, 11 of 14 from the free throw line and 68 points. We'll go along with the folks here at the Wind City Classic as far as our St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. They went with Braden Myers, and we'll do the same. Braden Myers, the St. Clair Healthcare Viking Player of the Game. We'll be back with more of the post-game show after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Morehead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Coach Sean Thacker making his way up to the second level here at GRC. Coach, we're sort of another area up here. I was just kind of wondering, what about Ben Godby, why he wasn't able to play tonight?
Just a disciplinary action.
Okay.
Well, you know, just...
There you go.
You know, one of those things, you know, you know, sometimes coaches got to make some decisions and those kind of things. But he'll be back for him. And, you know, I seen today where they ranked number one in their region. And I'm sure he's a big-time difference maker. I think at the end of the day, though, that they can take this negative and make a positive out of it. You got to walk a long way to get up here. I'm out of breath.
When you have to do something like that, usually it comes out to the positive.
Yeah, you know, you got kids stepping outside what roles they've had, and you know, coach, I think will have an opportunity to find some nuggets of positivity out of all of it. You know, especially playing the, you know, two good teams here in this. You know, playing us, and then tomorrow night they'll play Lafayette. Lafayette gave Clark County all they wanted tonight, so. You know, you get into these Christmas tournaments, people play a lot of basketball, and anything can happen.
Well, GRC will have their own type of defense tomorrow, but this Somerset team, you know, in the top 30 in the state in defense, so they were a good defensive team, gave you something to look at.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and change things up a little bit. You know, they went to a little tandem 2-3 on us, and, you know, I thought we got some solid minutes off off some of our bench play tonight. I thought Christian Parker came in and gave us a lift there in the first half, making some shots. Kind of sparked I think it was a 9-0 run for us. And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, playing as many as we're playing, but then you got so many that you can't play without, you know, it kind of makes it hard to get minutes. And then you got to look, you know, who's bringing some defense, who do we need, scoring right now, do we need some extra size, you know, that kind of thing. One thing, I don't know, you know, we don't have stats, it'll be really interesting when we get to it, you know, and they had to play both their bigs tonight, usually 10 and 33 sub for each other. But it'd be interesting when we see our stats and see where our rebounding was. I think it may be in the best night that we've had on the backboard all season. I think you know, we've really tried to concentrate on that in practice. You know, we still had some hiccups there, but I thought it was much, much better.
GRC, they're coming along. They're getting look like better every game. You got a chance to see them at Air Place a couple of times, and get a chance to see what those fine athletes can do tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, they're top 10 in my book. They're Saturday morning good. You know, they're a team that could be playing on a Saturday morning at the Sweet 16. So, and you look at our region, you know, we got two teams ranked in the top 25 in the state. So, you know, there's nothing easy out there. And that's, you know, the one thing with our schedule was, you know, if we're going to aspire to be there by the end and to be able to play with teams like that, you have to go out and challenge yourself. You have to challenge yourself as a coach to get your team through some of its rough spots and figure out where your warts are and try to figure out how to get better and what to get better at. And, you know, you could take some of the losses that we've had, and with those we grow from. And, you know, like I said, I thought tonight we made some strides defensively. I thought we did a better job of not gambling. I thought we did a better job of doing some of those things. And I thought we definitely did a better job blocking out. I saw some of our guards down there, you know. I saw J.A. one time blocking out their post player. And, you know, I think those are some steps in the right direction to get where we need to be.
Well, one thing about GRC, they do. They play 32 minutes. You know, they try.
They ain't backing off.
No, that's exactly.
No, no. When you come here tomorrow, it'll be the Shadon Brown mentality. Ain't nobody gonna feel sorry for you. And don't get mad, get better. Yep. And it's one of those things. If we don't come and bring it, it could be a long night for us. But we're excited for the opportunity. You know, I think we'll get. We've had Boyd. We've had Woodard. We've had Christian County. With those games and those losses, hopefully it's prepared us for what we got to do in here tomorrow. We got to play some zone tonight, which we worked on yesterday, which we haven't spent a lot of time on. Hopefully we can continue to grow and develop in that area and have some more options defensively. But we just gotta keep stick together. The locker room's got good, and we got to keep it that way. And it's hard to keep all the mouths fed, but we just got to be ready for when our opportunities are there and starting our role whenever it is. And it could be a first half opportunity, could be a second half opportunity, but whatever it is, we just need to be ready to capitalize and take advantage of that.
All right. Thanks for making the climb up, Coach. That was a pretty good one.
Thank you.
We will. All right, let's wrap this up. Well, certainly want to thank Studio Control on Monday, the folks from GRC for their hospitality, and Coach Thacker for making the effort to get up here. We appreciate that. Round County goes to 6-3 in the season, and they will play undefeated GRC tomorrow night with a tip-off at around 7:45 here on WIVY. That'll do it. Again, final score, Round County 68, Somerset 54 in the first round of the Wind City Holiday Classic. Until tomorrow night, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.